Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marini Maras Yechiel, the schus chayach Avifege Bas Michal Yedisbasia, Nachgeda Bas Bechaim Tzuvatzeh Latzeh. The schus Moshe Rebeshtim writes on Moshe Mordechai, Baruch Tzivez with an Esther. The schus Ava Shlomit Bas Ilana Esther, Malka Racha Bas Sar Yehudis, Shein Lochana Bas Shein Lichana Bas Malka, Sar Leah Bas Chayachana, Yosef Eliyahu Ben Rivka Chava, Yisachar ben Rabbi Chiya Yitzchak Meir, Ephraim Shlom ben Chanadina, Blum Daz Chanadina, Miriam Brando Batz Golda, Bracha Batz Tzal Chom HaSein Deh, Mochol, Hanalvi Meileh, Rufu Yishlam Tzan Al Ilan, and Shein At Sipoyla. Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Shulchan Aruch. Wow, how awesome is that? Super awesome. Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, Simen Kuf Nun Ches, says the Mechaber, Kishiyavo lecho pas, Shemavorchim alav amoitzi yitol yodov. When you come to eat bread, on which you make hamotzi, you should first wash your hands. Afil adelem shum tume, even if you don't know that they're tume, they didn't touch anything impure. And the Mishnah Brura says, they're not even deity. V'yavarech al netilas yodayim. And you make an al netilas yodayim. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Asher kedushan of tzitzon on tefilas yadayim." Aval lepas shein bracha b'motzi like molach manios. Dako so pasav b'kisnin, eno kaveis tzedos le'metzor tefilas yadayim. But for cookies, for cake, pasav b'kisnin, or what they call today mizonas bread, if there is such a thing, you don't say you don't have to wash. You don't say on tefilas yadayim. Ad kan midivrei amechaber, and we've been going through this. This is Simon, we're trying to anyway, with the parish of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu. Hagoyin HaGadol of Nasan Gishtetni Zatzal. B'Sharei Tshuva Sifkot and Aleph, he brings from the Ritvan Chulin, that if you say an Al Netilas Yadayim, and then you decide not to eat, it's not a Bracha Levatola. So you make an Netilas Yadayim, and then you say, you know what, I don't want to eat after all. We say on Tilas Yadayim, you look around, there's no bread around. You thought there was bread. You look in the fridge, freezer, it's not there. Whoops, out of bread. So what's the din? The din is not a bracha levatala. If you make hamotzi, it's a bracha levatala. Because chazal and ratak and a bircha sananin if you eat. And if you make a bracha and you didn't eat, so the bracha is not chal on anything. When you make a bracha, laniach tefillin, and you don't put on the tefillin, it's a bracha levatala. Because the bracha is on the hanacha, and you weren't meniach. So the bracha isn't chal on anything. When you're noto yadayim, and you say, asher kedishanu b'mitzvayis of vitzivanu, al netilas yadayim, the bracha had what on what to be chal? On the netila! You were noto yadayim! So you're mekayim, what you said in the nusach ha-bracha, al netilas yadayim. It's very nice. The only problem is that the bracha is chal on the netila. Chazar only metaken al tilas yadayim when you want to eat, and now glowing milsa that you didn't eat. So how can the ritva say, you know, you, even if you don't eat, it's not a bracha levatel? Ma pitam? Ariyesh la'ir mimasha katav b'tvot shor siman yotet. That even though if you shecht the shreif of vadois, or there's nobody to check. And you're going to check this animal, you're not going to eat it. Because nobody can check, examine the animal to make sure you can eat it. Lo yivarech ala shchite. You shouldn't make a bracha on the shchite. That even though you're mitire this animal, midei nevela, if you did a kosher shchite, it's no longer a nevela, no longer has tumas nevela. Nevertheless, the mitzvah of shechting is written by achila. So it's not enough that your shechting took it out of the status of nevela. It has to be for eating. And this animal won't come to eating because it's a treifa. Or it might be a treifa. So if this, so don't make a bracha on shechting of a treifa because it's not going to come to be eaten, says the Tvua Shor. But if you shecht the ksheira, and somebody can check and see that it's a good, you can eat the animal, since it can come lidei achila, even though you shechted it for a goy, so a Jew's not going to eat it, or lahavdil, for an animal to give to your dog, you still make a bracha. Because this is edible. It's halachically, you can eat from it. And even if you don't intend to be boydek, kol sheyesh boydek, karina beva achalta. You could check the animal and see it's kosher. The very fact that it might come to be eaten, that's enough to allow you to make a bracha. And the raya is from Psachim 484b, that we say there, the ain't no ekshviris etzem, kiim hecha de roi la'achila. There's only an isser of shviris etzem. Now that I break the animal, of the I break the bone, it's roi la'achila. And it's also noeg binaf, it's raw. And it's mashman that even though you're going to leave it raw, it's still called royal achila because you could roast it and eat it. V'hacha mamish kai gavna. And here it's the same zach. But since it could come to be eaten, you make a bracha. But if it can't come to be eaten, then you don't make a bracha. Ad kan midivrei atua shur. So now, let's say, similarly, if you wash your hands. Since if you want, you could eat bread, al-yidei netilas zu, you can make a netilas yadayim. Because this washing gave you the ability to eat bread. If you decide not to eat it for whatever reason, that's your business. But this netila enabled you to eat bread. Just like the shchita enables you to eat the animal, you make a bracha on the shchita. So too, if the Netilas Yadayim enables you to eat the bread, you can say an Al Netilas Yadayim. And even if you don't eat the bread, it's not a bracha levatala. And the Ritva's case is better than the Tvua Shor's case. The Ritva's talking about a case where you intended to eat when you washed. The Tvua Shor is talking about you didn't even intend to eat. Even when you didn't intend to eat, you can still shech to make a bracha. So Alachas Kama Kama, you intended to eat. Then why don't we say an even bigger chiddush? So according to the Svar of the Tvua Shor, you can just let whenever you feel like it. You can just wash your hands, make an Al Netilas Yadayim, and not eat. L'chatchila. Even go into the Netilas Yadayim without wanting to eat. So why doesn't the Ritva tell us that? If the Tvua Shor is right, and you can even do that, you can go into the Netilas Yadayim not planning to eat. And the Ritva only says, oh, afterwards you can change your mind. But you can't go in with that intention. The answer is that maybe the Ritva holds, like the Rashba, cited in the Beis Yosef in Kuf Nun Tes, that you're only Yotzei Netilas Yadayim when you're not the Yadav La'achila. If you're not the Yadav La'achila, you're not Yotzei Netilas Yadayim. It has to be for the sake of eating. So if you went in not planning to eat, then it's a bracha levatala. Never the Ritva says, no. You washed, you intended to eat. It's a good washing. You can make a bracha, and it's not a bracha levatala. Made a bracha levatala, you made the bracha, and you say you're not going to eat bread, lo nora. But shchita, you don't even have to want to eat, as long as you could theoretically eat it. Okay. Yesh od harbei malumar al Ritva, ze taminu li rabotai, ze lo... זה לא דבר פשוט כלל וכלל, זה דבר שאפשר להרחיב בו מאוד. אבל נמשיך. אומר המחבר, that if you have, בלי נדר, נחזור ונשן לפרק זה, if you have passable בקיסנין, and you're not קובע סעודו, it doesn't require all until it's ידיים. You're not קובע סעודו, and a passable בקיסנין, and cakes and cookies, you don't need to do it until it's ידיים. Right to the base, you're safe. There were your koveh suuda and pasabah bekisnim. Let's say you made a meal. You had crackers and you had the meal with crackers. You had a meal with cake, with cookies, whatever it may be. So for that, we're going to have shiurim, hopefully we zeicha, הפסבו וקיסנן, יש הרבה הרבה מה ללמוד מורה ורבותיי. לא פשוט כלל הוא כלל. גבלדיק. אז אם אדם קובע סעודתו על פת הבא בכיסנין, you have to make a motzi, so you also need to tell סידיים, writes the Beis Yosef. ומי הוא, says the Beis Yosef, כושב בעיניי, שהלחם אחד בעצמוי, פעם יצטרך לא נטיל סידיים, ופעם לא יצטרך. Sometimes you're going to make an altil sidaim on this cracker, on this cookie, and sometimes you're not. Right? If you eat a meal of crackers, or your meal revolves around the crackers, so you're making an altil sidaim, sometimes yes, sometimes no, because sometimes you can have it, sometimes not. ואפשר דלא מכרי פת שמברכים עליו המוציא, על הפת שמברכים עליו לעולם המוציא, אפילו כשאינו קובע עליו. אבל פת שכאינו קובע עליו, אינו מברך המוציא, אף שקבע עליו, אין צריך לברך, אין צריך נטילת ידיים. He says, maybe that you only say pas on which you make hamotzi is called pas that you always make hamotzi on it, even if you're not kovea suda on this pas. That you still make hamotzi. But pas, that's only pas, it's only considered bread when you make a meal out of it. You don't make hamotzi, and therefore you don't have to say it until sidayim. And that's the mashmos of the Yerushalmi. Pas haba b'kisen doesn't require until sidayim. So l'chora, that's even when you're having a meal with it. And he says, don't say the opposite. Don't say that since when you're koveya su'uda you make hamotzi, it's called pas that you make hamotzi on it. So even when you're not koveya su'uda, you should say al natil sidayim. So why don't we always say al natil sidayim on pas haba b'kisnin? Because sometimes you're koveya su'uda. The answer is because the Yerushalmi is mashma that pas haba b'kisnin doesn't require al natil sidayim. So maybe we say the other way. That since sometimes you don't make hamotzi on it, so it's never considered al natil sidayim. So we have a suffix of the Beis Yosef. If you follow those times when you make hamotzi on it, and then you're always going to say do al natil sidayim, or we follow the times that you don't say hamotzi on it, and therefore you never do al natil sidayim. So we have a Gemara in Sukkah and of Zayin Amud Aleph. Mi gudave doifin linyan Sukkah, have you doifin linyan Shabbos? That since it's a wall with regard to Sukkah, in other words, for Shabbos, it's not a kosher wall. If we hear about Shabbos, that, dinim of gurachis, gurasig, lavud, a wall that's only a tefach, all of these things, it's not, Shabbos has different standards than Sukkah. But we say that if it's a wall for Sukkah, then it's also a wall for Shabbos. Ask the Ran, why don't we say Amigu Lekula? Why do we say the Amigu Lekula? That since it's a wall for Sukkah, it's also a wall for Shabbos. Why don't we say it's Lechumra? That on Shabbos or Sukkah, it's not a wall for Shabbos, it's not a wall for Sukkah. How about that? In the Sefer Tziyunim L'Torah of Agoyin Rabbi Yosef Engel. Oh, does that Sefer excite me? Yosef Engel is. Oysa Gevenlich, Yotzei Migedar Aragil. So in Klal Aleph, he's Metarets, a Yisod. And that Yisod is that Migu is only Shayich B'chiyuv. Migu is only Shayich positive. Migu, that it is a Doifin for Sukkah, it's a Doifin for Shabbos. You don't say Migu in the negative. A mitzius can be goyer after it's something else. Migu, that it's a doifin for Sukkah, it's a doifin for Shabbos. But you can't say migu, that it's not a doifin for Shabbos, not a doifin for Sukkah. Because a non-mitzius isn't goyer anything. That's just a shlila. That sounds very of Moshe Victor Amildik we had in our Shiurim and Talmudic methodology. talks about this ideas like this a lot. Chiyuv versus Shlila. Siba Chiyuvis, Siba Shlilis. So we can only have a Migu b'chiyuv, we can't have a Migu b'shlila. Heyadir doesn't make a Migu. However, Yesh Lahayir. So I love learning Torah from great Gaonim who know Kol HaTorah Kula. Whatever you hear, they have 100 hours from here. There's a Tosfos here, there's a Tzitz there, there's a Rambam here, there's a Lechem Mishnah there. It's just beautiful. So what about this far of the Sinu Batar that Heder doesn't make a Migu? We have a Chasim Sofer. An Arachayim Kufta Zayin. He brings from a Goyim Rabbi Kiva Eger to be Mechadesh that according to the Magen Avraham, an Arachayim Tof Mem Ches Sif Kot Ndala in the name of the Masis Binyamin, that a Nachri for a Nachri is a Shliach Men HaTorah. And writes the Sefer Evan HaOizer an Arachayim Kuf Peites. So, for shlichus, you only need that they be similar in one way. The shlich be domed the mishalech in one way. Right? The shlich has to be domed the mishalech. So it's enough one way. And therefore, if you have Yisrael mummer is not a ben bris. But he's Jewish, he's not part of the covenant. He took himself out of the covenant, he's an apostate Jew. But he's Jewish. And Eved Kenayani isn't Jewish, but he's part of the Bris. So if you have a Yisrael Mummer, an Eved Kenayani, they can be a Shliach for a Jew. Because they're Daimah B'tzad Echot. And according to this, Rebbe Kiva Eger was Mechadish, who had the Nachri, can be a Shliach for a guy, for a Mummer. Why? Because they're similar in one way. Neither of them are B'nai Bris. Wow. Wow. Amazing. Ad kan divrei chasim sofer b'shem Rabbi Kiva Eger. Ve'achatam sofer isi alav. He says, Mesvar, I don't think so. That enough we could be a shliach for a mummer because they're similar on one side that they're both B'nai Bris. They're both not B'nai Bris. Or as they call it today, B'nai Brith. That even though a Nachri can be a Shliach for another Nachri, they're Shavin Mamish, but a Nachri Lamumur Levit Lo. Why not? Hoel de Miflegi Adodi Bi Yeshus Vishavin Beheyader. Ki a Mumur Yisrael Ve a Nachri Eino Yisrael. Vishavion Amele Mele Beheyader. You know, do you know how they're similar? They're similar in what they lack, not in what they have. Miflgi adodi bi Yeshus, they are different than each other in what they in their existence, and they are equal in what they lack. Moiridik. I feel like I'm in logic 101 here. Because a Mumer Yisrael and a Nachri are both not Jewish. Because a Mumer Yisrael. Ki a mumer Yisrael, excuse me. Ve'anachri eino Yisrael. Because the mumer is a Jew, the guy is not a Jew. Most guys are not Jewish. So in what they are, they're different. The mumer is a Jew, and the nachri is not. How are they similar? In what they're not. They're different in what they are, but they're similar in what they're not. They're both not B'nai Bris. Ve'ein shivu yahed yer mashva hefleg shebeinem b'yeshus v'havvaya. The fact that they're equal in what they lack doesn't connect them. It doesn't make the difference between them something of existence. They're different in what they are, so they can't connect on that level. And they're similar in what they're not, v'zelo zerlan, that they're both not b'nei bris. So therefore, the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, grois chiddush, the Chasam Sofer doesn't like. He says, "Ma pitom that Yisrael Mummer can make a goy his shliach." An Eved Kenayni. So a Goy can make another Goy a Shliach because they're both Shav and Mamish. But a Mummer can make a Goy a Shliach because, like we said, he's Jewish and he's not Jewish. How are they saying? They're both not B'nai Brith. Or, what about an Eved? So an Eved Kenayni could be a shliach for a Jew because they're both B'nai Bris. They have in common something positive. But the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, a goy being a shliach for a mummer, no. They have in common how they're separate, how they're different. So that's like the svara of the Tzionim L'Torah, that a migu is only shaykh b'chiyuv. Because a chiyuv can draw something after it. Migu, that it's a wall for sukkah, it's a wall for Shabbos. See here also, and if they're similar in something positive, you can have a shliach. So a goy can make another goy shliach. A Jew can make another Jewish shliach. A Jew, a mummer can be a shliach for a Jew, because they're both Jewish. And Eved Kenayni can be a shliach for a Jew, because they're both B'nai Bris. But it has to be something positive. But if something negative, can't be. Like the Nachri for the Mummer, what they have in common is they're both not B'nai Bris. That doesn't work. And that's like the Tzionim L'Torah. All right, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we have some insight into this Si'if in the Shulchan Aruch. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Anachnu Netkadem. ונלמד עוד ועוד, אני מקווה מאוד, ששם ייתן חיים ושמחה וברכה וישועה ופרנסה וכלכלה וכל טוב סלע, ונזכה ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות, ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתו באהבה, אמן ואמן. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friend.